This is the Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Alex R. White, PLLC, at SueDistractedDriver.com. Each week, your host, Vanessa Hankins, and her guests share memories and stories about the past, the present, and the future of the Tri-State area. That's West Virginia, Kentucky, and the Ohio areas. If you used to live here, or you currently live here, you're going to catch yourself saying out loud, "Wow, I remember that." Now, here's Vanessa.
Good morning or afternoon, wherever it is that you're choosing to listen. For us, it's morning, so I'm sticking with that. Good morning, Tri-State. Today, I have a treat for you. I'm letting my nerd show, and I think my guest is going to let his show a little bit, but it's a fun one for me, too. We're talking about Westmoreland today. Not to be confused or thrown into the same spot as the West End. Not that we dislike the West End, but we do like to distinguish ourselves from the neighborhoods. We're a proud bunch in Westmoreland, and we have no problem admitting it. So joining in the conversation with me today is Huntington City Council District 1 hopeful, Jason Arthur. Jason, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I can't complain. We're having beautiful weather here in Huntington, so I'm always happy about the weather.
Absolutely.
I love summertime in Huntington. So how long have you lived in Westmoreland, Jason?
I've lived there off and on since 2003.
Oh, okay. So that's a good run.
Yeah.
Good run. All right. What made you want to move to Westmoreland?
Honestly, just it's such a great family community.
I agree.
And in Huntington, where are you going to find that at anymore? I mean, you know, there's been ups and downs everywhere, but it's just such a good, close-knit group of people that are always willing to help, do whatever they can.
Absolutely.
And I love that.
Absolutely. We had one of the other hopeful running candidates had mowed some of the state property this past weekend. And I think that is a... I think that's a testament to the kind of people that we have in Westmoreland.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
I agree. So let's talk one of my favorite topics, history. Let's talk about how Westmoreland came about and why it is that we still choose to love and grow our families here.
Yeah, absolutely. So a great book that I read, The Gate to Westmoreland. I think a lot of times in Huntington, we always hear about the history of Holderby's Landing, and we hear about the battles in the Civil War with Guyandot and things like that. But a lot of people have no idea of the history of Westmoreland.
Yeah.
And it actually goes way, way back, past even further than I thought, with the Paleo Indians and things like that, you know.
Right.
Which if you tie in Camden Park and some of those kind of issues there, it really is funny how it really coincides with each other. But one of the things that I thought was really good was, you know, our beginnings in Virginia, even when this was Holderby's Landing, Westmoreland was still a very thriving area, had a lot of great people that were moving. You know, in Huntington, you had the Buffingtons and the Huntingtons and all that stuff that were trying to just truly establish this area. And Westmoreland was doing its own thing. There was a lot of farmland, a lot of great people. And we actually, when Westmoreland started, were in Greenbrier County, Virginia. And when you think of Greenbrier County, which would now be West Virginia,
yeah.
You don't think anything about Westmoreland. So
not
it's
at all.
Pretty cool history.
Yeah, I think it's really awesome. The book that you're referring to is one of my favorite things. It was a gift that I was given by my grandmother-in-law. As soon as I moved to Westmoreland, I knew I had to get my hands on it. And it was really hard to come by. Written by Paul N. Folks and Willard Daniels, Jr., they went around when they wrote this book and did tons of interviews and all that. And I feel super bummed that I didn't live in the area when they did that, because they went into the schools and did interviews with a lot of the families. But I found myself driving around Westmoreland looking to find these properties that was in the book and the pictures. And you'll get a kick out of this one. I was trying to find the Vinson Manor. Could not find it anywhere, because in the book it does not say that it was raised. It does not say it was tore down. Every other building that they refer to, if it had been torn down, they say tore down on this date. That one did not. So I was convinced that I was crazy and losing my mind and just wandering places all over Westmoreland. I'm like, it's got to be here. And then I'm like, okay, I'm asking somebody. So I got a hold of a longtime friend of mine that was a friend of Paul N. Folks, and he's now passed away, but not Paul N. Folks. He may have, but not the person that I reach out to. Reach out to him, also named Paul. And I was like, Paul, I can't find this Vinson Manor. Where is it? And he's like, well, it's not there anymore, Vanessa. And I'm like, what? And I literally spent a whole weekend driving around looking for this place. And it's where the old high school, where the high school is now.
Yeah.
Now it's middle school.
Right.
Yeah. But I thought that was really cool that the book referenced so much, but love having my hands on that and always use it as a reference point. I think Westmoreland has some of the most deep-seated history that you wouldn't even think about. We, like you said, people often think about Huntington when they think about the history of the area, but Westmoreland was pretty up and coming. It was the place to be. It was where the wealthy people were living.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, you think about the Vinson family and all those, we all know those histories back, but you know, what interested me the most about this book was the other families. Some of those families are still there. The Wiles family, things like that. They have such a huge staple down in Westmoreland. You know, the other great thing is with talking about Vinson is that school was known for championships.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this remarkable football and basketball, baseball championships, all out of that little community. But the other great thing was how they would go about all the thriving stores and storefronts and manufacturers. And they even had their own golf courses and country clubs and all that stuff. Now you drive in Westmoreland, it's a lot of just residential.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, we've had a grocery store to close and some of these other things, which is still a big bother to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We need these things.
Absolutely.
To thrive. We should not have to go to other towns and cities or even states to go to grocery stores. But, I mean, Westmoreland really had it going on. I mean, they had everything dairies to farms to anything you can think of, just phenomenal school systems and everything.
Yes. Which we still do, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
In my opinion. You talked about the golf course. That's one of my funnest little stories because we joke and call our house the Westmoreland Country Club.
Yeah.
Because it was where Camden Park is today.
Uh-huh.
That burnt down two times, I think, before it was all said and done. But that is now what is known as the Guyon Country Club. And then shortly after, we got the Spring Valley Golf Course.
Right.
Which is no more, which is unfortunate as well.
I agree.
But, crazy that it was a golf pro that started all of those here in Westmoreland. Again, this stuff that Huntington is known for, we had it first.
We did. Absolutely.
Super cool.
Yeah.
And then another one of my favorite stories is how Magazine Avenue got its name. Did you read about that?
I did, yeah.
Magazine Avenue had the ammunition manufacturing plant and all the wealthy people down here after, it caught fire, had an explosion.
Explosion.
And everybody lost all their windows. And I think that happened twice before they decided, okay, we don't want this here.
This isn't it.
We're moving it across the river. We're giving it to South Point.
Yeah. Enough of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a very interesting book. Anybody that can find it, I definitely would encourage that in any shape, way, or form that you can. I know it is a very hard book to get. And I think by doing things like this, we'll be able to kind of open eyes to what really Westmoreland is about. One of the things that I've really gone and talking with everybody during this whole city council run is, you know, we're a very hardworking people. We are considered District 1.
Yes.
But we don't feel like we're number one in anything.
I agree.
In Wayne County, it's such a weird variation. We are in Huntington City Council, but we're in two counties.
Yes.
The majority of ours is in Wayne County.
Mm-hmm.
So the taxes and the fees that we go through is just unbelievable.
It really is. It's something that I tell people all the time when they ask me how I like living in Westmoreland. I'm like, oh, I love it.
Love it.
Until it comes to the taxes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in Huntington don't realize that we pay double lot of things. They have no clue.
Yeah. And it almost feels like a punishment. And my question is why?
Right.
You know, and, I've even gone now to, you look at some of the situations with these levies. You have a levy in Wayne County that doesn't even affect us. We have to vote one way or the other.
Right.
Taxed and feed on things, but we're trying to deal with the city of Huntington.
Right.
So it's really just a strange kind of event when it comes to that. But, you know, the main thing is we just want to matter.
Right.
We just want to feel like, okay, if we're part of Huntington, make us part of Huntington, help us.
Right.
You know, if we're doing all these taxes and fees and we're working hard and it is a very working class, complete neighborhood down there. You know, again, we have no grocery store now. I know there's some things coming in, but it's not the same as a tree.
It's not the same. Right.
You know, Camden Corner does a phenomenal job. I always talk about them.
Yes.
Everybody in the entire tri-state, not even just our little area, knows about Camden Corner.
Oh, yeah. You're getting the donuts for sure. And the chicken.
But, you know, everything from our roadways, our sidewalks, our lights, you know, those are very simplistic things, you know. And now, something you and I talked about, the state has huge roadway that goes right through our neighborhoods.
Right through it.
And we can't even get our lawns and things mowed from the grass. And, you know, it's just like, why are we going through all this?
So right, right.
We need to get to where the state and the city can work together.
Amen.
And I tell you, another thing is the counties. You know, I talk to county commissioners all the time, and they're saying, we never get to work with the city. We're right across the street from each other, even down here in downtown Huntington. And it's like, we don't even exist. None of us are working together. So I think that needs to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why are we not communicating?
Well, and I think the more people that get out in our community and learn not only our history, but see where our future is going. Correct. I think when they get more active, then those things will happen. We don't have enough people standing up and speaking up.
Right.
But I think once we do, I think it'll make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because I know that I have loved raising my children in Westmoreland. We are Westmoreland people through and through. You can't say West End to us without us being offended. We yeah. are not the West End. We are Westmoreland. We are very, very proud to have Camden Park. We love that. We love Camden Corner. We love Sue's Junk Shop. I mean, that has been a really nice asset, even though we lost our grocery store. Glad something's in there.
Sure.
That sat vacant for quite some time before she came in there. So we are making some changes. Good things are happening. And I hope, you can't control what your children do, but I hope that my children choose to raise their children here as well. So I'm very hopeful for the future of Westmoreland.
I agree. Yeah. And I think we're going to see that more and more as long as there's opportunity. Our kids will stay if there's opportunity.
Yeah.
And if we continue to keep our area clean and we have, you know, stronger police force to make sure that that happens, because
right.
they cannot be everywhere at once, to make sure our firefighters are taken care of. You know, Westmoreland, our fire department, our station there, wow, it's the oldest.
I call them our heroes, our Huntington heroes, yeah.
They are, and I go down to Central City to that fire station, and it's night and day.
It's beautiful, yeah.
That one in Westmoreland is the oldest. I think it was right at the turn of the century when
yes.
that one was built. You know, there's been some talk of trying to put a Vinson kind of memorial museum type mm-hmm. situation there, but these guys need a place to go first. We
right.
have the land, and we've been told for years and years
right.
it's going to get done. And they deserve that. Our firefighters work very
absolutely.
Hard. They're all outstanding people, and a lot of them live in our community, so they want
yes.
this.
A lot of them do live in our community. And you know what I love, being at Safety Town, we have the fire department comes every single day and meets all the kids that are in the classroom for the day. And the amount of children whose face light up when their dad gets out of that fire truck, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And I had no idea how many first responders that we had that lived in our community until taking that job. But we have several EMS, we have tons of firefighters, and we have tons of police officers
yeah.
that all live in our district. So I think that's pretty awesome. I think we're really lucky that, like you said, we're one of the last few neighborhoods that it's not renter ran over. These are owner occupied homes,
yes.
and we're very, very lucky to have that. Thanks for being on the show today. This has been a great time.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about before we take off?
No, I think that's it. You know, I'm pretty well an open book. I'm very transparent. I work hard. Coach at Spring Valley, so I'm
glad you're bringing that up. I did want to touch on that before we go. What
yeah.
all do you coach? Is it just track?
So I started
or?
With football and track.
Okay.
Both my sons have gone through the school system there. My daughter starts next year.
Okay.
It's exciting times. I now coach track. In my opinion, we've built just almost a dynasty there. We're always in the running every year for state
love
championships
that.
From good old Wayne County.
Good old Wayne County.
And we love every bit of it. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just great stuff. So other than that, you know, I get to coach everybody from Westmoreland's kids.
Right.
Get to be a part of it.
What a joy.
A lot of tie-ins. And so many of them are a part of our firefighters and our police
yes.
force. And I always shout out those guys, and they always appreciate that very much.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Yeah, so I've got Facebook, votejasonarthur.com, Instagram, Twitter, my
You're
phone
on
number.
All the things.
I am on all the things. And one thing, again, I talk about my transparency. My phone number that is on any of my information is my actual phone number.
Okay.
I'm not sending you to City Hall. I think that's one thing that Westmoreland wants.
Smart.
They want to talk to you.
Yes, they want to talk to you.
They want to feel like they have representation.
Yes.
I'm 100% in.
And I can vouch for that. Yesterday, Jason, we had some people around the pool, and they found out that I knew him. And I'm like, hey, there's some people that want to talk to you. Do you have time?
And we did.
And he did. He came down with his daughter, his campaign manager.
That's right, my campaign manager. She does a phenomenal job.
But it was a great time, and I think everybody felt very satisfied after meeting Jason, and it was a good day. All right, Jason. Well, I appreciate having you.
Appreciate you very much.
We might have to do a round two of this because I think there's more that we can talk about in Westmoreland.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. We are out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Tri-State Time Machine, brought to you by Alex R. White, PLLC, at SueDistractedDriver.com. If you have a memory you want Vanessa to talk more about, just send her an email at tstm@mail.com. Or post a comment on the Tri-State Time Machine Facebook page. Did you like the episode? Be sure to share it with friends and family. It's the only way we can continue this fun work that we do. You can find a link in the show notes that you can use to share it. And be sure to let our sponsors know you like the podcast as well. Their contact information can be found in this episode's show notes.